Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Kevin and George tipped me off to a story from the Department of Justice, and I've been waiting for this, but it was one of those things I thought never would happen. The toner cartridge scam has sent people to prison. And I've mentioned this before, that there was a common scam back in the old days where someone would call an office. They'd simply go through business directories or phone books, and they would call offices. And when they got a receptionist on the phone, they'd say, "What brand copier do you have? We'd like to send you a catalog of our products because we sell toner cartridges for less than anybody else out there." And so many receptionists who didn't know better, or secretaries or personal assistants or whatever, would say, "Oh, we've got a Konica X9000, whatever." And they would tell them that. And then what would happen is they'd wait a couple weeks, that is the bad guys on the phone, and then they'd mail you a toner cartridge for that copier at 3x retail, along with a bill, and they'd say, "Ordered per," and they'd put down the name of the person they spoke to. They'd often say, "Oh, who are we speaking to? We'll send the catalog to your attention." And so then what some big offices would do is they wouldn't catch it. They'd go, "Oh, Sheila ordered toner cartridge, so we'll pay for it." And they'd pay for it. And the trick here was that they were sending stuff that was not solicited, and it was marked up exorbitantly. That's the prototypical scam. Now, there may have been other variations on this scam, but this headline brings me great joy. From the Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office, Central District of California, for immediate release, West L.A. man sentenced to 4 years in prison for running massive telemarketing scheme that targeted businesses and charities, and you're going to hear the words toner cartridge in just a minute. A West Los Angeles man was sentenced today to 48 months in federal prison plus an additional 28 months of home confinement for orchestrating a decades-long multi-million-dollar telemarketing scheme that defrauded more than 50,000 victims, including small businesses and charities, by posing as their regular supplier of printer toner and selling them toner at greatly inflated prices. Gilbert Michaels was sentenced by United States District Judge James Selna, who also ordered him to pay a criminal fine of $200,000, which is just a fraction of what he made off this scam. In December of 2019, at the conclusion of a six-week trial, a federal jury found the man guilty of one count of conspiracy to commit mail fraud, 10 counts of mail fraud, 5 counts of money laundering. When you're making so much money, you gotta launder the money. You know something's happening. He owned and operated IDC Servco and Mitel International, companies that, with the assistance of a boiler room operator setup, fraudulently sold toner to businesses, charities, and other organizations throughout the U.S. The companies handled the billing and shipping of the toner and charged the boiler rooms at or above retail prices for the toner they were selling to victims. You might wonder, why is he using a boiler room operation for this? Why doesn't he do it himself? There's a reason for that. We'll get to that in a second. So the man provided price catalogs to the boiler rooms to use in making sales that listed the price of the toner at up to 5 to 10 times the actual retail price. Many of the victims already were receiving toner at no additional charge pursuant to their contracts for their copiers and printers. And there was a time when copiers and printers were expensive, very, very expensive. I'm talking 30 years ago. And a salesperson would come by your office, try to sell you a new printer, new copier. And quite often, they would sell you as part of that a contract for service and also to provide you with toner. It was part of your contract. So the idea that people who had a contract that provided them with toner were getting toner sent them saying, "Here, you ordered this from us," that's another red flag, obviously. The telemarketers told victims that the price of toner had increased. They had not been notified of the increase, and the victims now had a chance to purchase toner at the previous lower price. Believing they were dealing with their regular supplier of toner, employees at the victim businesses and organizations signed order confirmation forms, which prompted IDC to ship toner to victims and send invoices that demanded payment at the inflated prices. So this is a slight twist on what I described earlier, but again, it's all kind of related. When the victim businesses realized they'd been scammed, they called IDC to complain. The victims were typically told that the company could not cancel the order and could not refund the money because you'd signed that confirmation form. Once you sign that, you're done. Sorry, I'd like to help you, but the true coats included. I can't help you. IDC also failed to disclose its relationships to the telemarketing companies that brokered the fraudulent deals. In many cases, IDC employees threatened victims with collections or legal action if they did not pay an invoice. In the cases where IDC agreed to take toner back, victims were often forced to pay significant restocking fees. Restocking fees. Over 1 6-year span, victims were induced to send more than $126 million to the scammers. Another aspect of the fraud was that the telemarketers failed to disclose that they were affiliated with IDC. In a series of court orders dating back to November of 1988, this man and his companies were prohibited from making false statements, and they were required to provide oversight of any independent sales companies they worked with. The man violated these court orders by working with and providing financing to the supposedly independent boiler rooms that were engaged in deceptive and fraudulent practices, even though IDC received hundreds of thousands of complaints from victims claiming they had been defrauded. Let me read that sentence to you one more time because I didn't believe it the first time I heard it either. IDC received hundreds of thousands of complaints from victims claiming they had been defrauded. Hundreds of thousands of complaints. Six other defendants were also found guilty along with this man in December 2019. Those already sentenced were a man from Huntington Beach who owned and or controlled Material Distribution Center, Bird Coop Industries, and Copier Products Center. Convicted of conspiracy and mail fraud, sentenced to 30 months in federal prison. Another man of Woodland Hills who owned Supply Central Distribution, Inc. and Priority Office Supply got 3 years in prison. And then there's four more defendants who will be sentenced in the coming months. A woman from Ignacio, Colorado, who owned Capital Supply Center and LJT Distribution. A man from Westlake Village who owned Copycom, independent cartridge supplier, and corporate products. Another woman from West Hills who owned XL Supply, Inc. And a woman from Chino Hills who was the office manager at Elite Office Supply and worked at Specialty Business Center, Rancho Office Supply, and Select Imaging Supplies. The four defendants pending sentencing were found guilty of conspiracy, while two were also found guilty of mail fraud. The United States Secret Service, the FBI, the Huntington Beach Police Department, and the Orange County District Attorney's Office investigated this matter with assistance from the Federal Trade Commission. Assistant United States Attorneys Gregory Staples, there's a coincidence for you, Bradley Merritt, and Benjamin Lichtman of the Santa Ana Branch Office are prosecuting this case. So this all went to trial at the end of 2019, and the sentencing just happened for the guy they consider to be at the head of this, and he's been sentenced to pay $200,000. He'll serve 48 months in prison and an additional 28 months of home confinement. And I can tell you, I never got hurt by this scam, but it happened. It happened. And by that, I mean I had warned every secretary or assistant I hired. If anybody ever calls the office and you don't know who they are, they ask you information about our phone systems, our copiers, or anything like that, say, I'm sorry, I can't help you. We're not in the market for you. Thank you. Goodbye. And sometimes they're persistent. And they're like, no, we can save you money. Hang on, we can save you money. And I told her, I said, you can hang up on them after you told them no thank you. Or you can simply say, I don't make those decisions, and then hang up on them. Now, I've had one or two secretaries who were polite. And you know, here's the thing. It's nice to be nice. To the nice. And sometimes it's good to be polite, okay? You should be polite. Someone calls you and you answer the phone, you should default to being polite. But the second somebody starts down a line that is inappropriate and you politely said, no, thank you, this is not what I do, you can then hang up on them. That's not impolite. And these scam artists are banking on the fact, they're hoping that they're going to get someone who just gives them the information. But if they don't give the information, they're going to try to turn it a little bit. Say, well, we're trying to help you here. Hang up on them. You can hang up on them. That's not being rude. They're trying to rip you off. And the odds of somebody calling you who just happens to be selling something you need at a price better than you could find it for on that day, very, very slim. I would venture that never happens. In my entire life, I've never had someone come and knock on the door of my house where I've opened the door and they have something to sell that I was just looking for one of those. Thank you. You're a godsend. You're a savior. Thank you. You're saving me. I was about to go and go buy one. This is amazing. No, it's never happened. The fact that someone's standing on your porch, knocking on your door, cold calling, they don't know who you are, and they're selling something. What are the odds that what they're selling is something you need? And then, by the way, if you need it, you can get it someplace else cheaper. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. So this whole notion that, oh, well, we have toner cartridges at a lower price. I got news for you. With the internet and whatnot out there, you can shop around and find very, very low prices on almost everything. Almost everything. And so if someone calls your office, by the way, you need to talk to your workers about this, your employees. If someone calls your office and asks an innocent question such as, what kind of copier do you have? What's your phone system? Anything about the equipment in your office, you just say, I'm sorry, not in the market. Thank you. And you hang up. There's nothing wrong with that. That is not being impolite. It's impolite of them to push you past the fact saying, I can't help you. Thank you. Goodbye. So instruct your people to hang up and make that happen. So no toner ever got delivered to my office. But at one point in time, early in my career, I worked in an office suite. This is why I know this. And I remember one fellow attorney of mine who had an employee who wasn't too bright. And not only did she give up all the information and intelligence on their copier, but she signed for the copier stuff when it came and then stuck it in a closet. And so I remember my attorney friend, he has this invoice and he's asking me, because I do consumer protection work, he goes, do I have to pay this invoice? I said, did you order it? He goes, no. But he was concerned. He goes, but she signed for it. So if stuff, you know, we've talked about this before. If people send you stuff that you didn't ask for, Federal Trade Commission will tell you it's yours. But the problem here is they would then call you and say, no, you got to pay us for it because you kept it. And they would lean on you that way. So they managed to rip off a lot of people to the point where they got hundreds of thousands of complaints. The good news, a whole bunch of them are going to prison and even more might as the sentencing continues. So the headline from the Department of Justice press release is West LA man sentenced to 4 years in prison for running massive telemarketing scheme that targeted businesses and charities, and that was involving toner cartridges. Kevin and George Senate, thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Favorite thing to do is to explore where I've never been.